Now, Brundtland Supply is New York's number one source for ICFP tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. Contractors and property managers partner up with Brundtland Supply for all of your air conditioning needs. Call today for a quote or visit online at brothersupply.com. Remember, Brothers has it in stock. We'll do picks today do a little NFL stuff, touch on a couple other things. You know, I mentioned this before. The key is you just got to figure out a way to keep Porzingis healthy. When you're that big and you can move, you put stress on your body that you don't normally do, and it's very difficult to keep someone like that healthy. And that's the thing that scares me about him. And, you know, it's always, every time it's one of these, you just hold your breath. You really do. And just keeping him healthy is such a big key. All right, we're going to open up, and we're going to get to as many as we can today. We're going to take a lot of calls. That's all we're doing today, except for when we do a couple of things, you know, related to content, like, you know, go around the league or do some picks, which we will for this football week. We'll do the play for pay one more time, and let's get it started with you pick one. I don't want to pick the first call today. Chris, you can pick it out. Go ahead. Who is it? All right, Tim in Milford. Go ahead, Tim. What's up?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, what's happening?
Congratulations on your retirement. Sad day for all of us. Just really grateful for everything you've done for the last 30 years. You know, I grew up in the back of my dad's car listening to you on my way home from school, and been listening to you ever since. I'm 36 years old now, and I listen to you every single day. I call you often. And I just want to wish you the best, you and your family, and hopefully we get to hear from you someplace else soon. But just from the bottom of all of our hearts, we just really want to thank you for everything you did last 30 years.
Thanks very much. Thanks for your participation. Appreciate it. And I'll be around. That'll be for another day. But I definitely, this is not the end. I'm still formulating stuff. I wouldn't be able to tell you anyway right now, as you know. But I really am still in the stage where I'm considering. I am working towards a couple of things. I have had a couple of offers to do things, more than a couple, but I mean, I've a couple that I've taken seriously. Some have been nice that I just, you know, not ready to do right now, but I'm not looking to work, you know, Monday to Friday. I don't think I'll conventionally work Monday to Friday again. I mean, I'd be very surprised if I did. If I come back Monday to Friday, I'll even surprise myself if I ever do that. So, but I still expect to produce a lot of content. I want to. I still like this. I still like talking about sports. I love talking about it, debating it, and, you know, getting involved with it. So I will do that. I'll let you know as soon as I know. I promise I'll keep everybody abreast of what's going on. Mike in Woodbridge, New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike. How you doing, man?
Good, man. What's up?
Man, absolutely. I'm on my job almost as long as you, 28 years. But what I really wanted to say, Mike, was I love you when you do your interviews. To me, that's when you're at your best, when you interview people, especially the guys that write books. And that was the biggest thing that you did for me, Mike. You got me back into reading again.
Well, good. You know what? That's an important thing. You know, that it's one of the great things you can do, because, you know what? There's a lot out there we can all learn. And, you know, there's nothing better, you know, to shut yourself off to that is a problem. There's no question. Matt in Westchester, what's up, Matt?
Hey, Mike. I want to thank you for all your years.
Well, thank you.
And I just say that you're part of what makes New York so great.
Well, that's very nice. Thanks very much.
You make us the greatest city in the world.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, it is the greatest city, though. I will say that.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you, what do you think Giancarlo's contract is going to do to the Yanks over time? Do you think this is going to hurt, like, A-Rod's
contract?
I think it can.
I do think it. Now, I'm not saying it'll be unwieldy from a standpoint of him growing old at any time here, but I think there are some pitfalls that can be avoided, but are also there, that when you have one guy who comes in and is getting that kind of money into a team where you have young guys who have yet to be paid and are on the way up, the relationship is interesting, and it's one that could have some minefields. Plus, you're going to move guys. You're going to make guys move positions. Somebody's going to have to sacrifice. Somebody's going to have to play out of position. So from that standpoint, you got a couple of guys who have lived in right field already, big men who have lived in right field. One of them's got to vacate. If you're going to share it, I don't like the share idea. I really don't, because I don't. I'd rather they have positions and they get very comfortable wherever the position is. But asking one of them to play left field, especially for 80 games at Yankee Stadium, is very difficult because it's a vast outfield. It's not an easy thing to do. Joe and Wontor, what's up, Joe?
Hi, Mike. What's going on?
What's happening?
Congratulations on 30 years. I have a quick story to tell you real quick. I don't know if you remember. I'm only 20 years old now, but back in 01, I was 4 years old. I was the biggest Mike Piazza fan in the world. And my dad, he was an NYPD cop. He tried to get an autograph from Mike Piazza. And you met him at Mulcahy's. You were defending him on the radio for two weeks straight. You were defending him about getting that autograph. And they said it wasn't appropriate for him to get the autograph, but you defended him. 16 years later, I get the call, and thank you for defending my dad for the NYPD for doing that for me. So I just want to let you know that, and I want to congratulate you on 30 years.
Well, thank you. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Hope your dad's doing well. Anthony in Maplewood, New Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to wish you a farewell.
Thank you. Thank you.
And tell you, you got me through some dark days with MS and dealt some family problems. And I just wanted to tell you, my favorite interview with you, I told you were very vulnerable, was with Freddie Adu. Do you remember that interview at all?
Well, I do remember the young man. I mean, the soccer guy. I remember him. It's a long time ago, but I do remember the interview, and I hope you're doing better. Mike in Derby. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Been listening to you for like 25 years, and congratulations on a great career.
Thank you.
One of the things, Mike, that I will always remember was when the Yankees were having those big runs, just hearing you and Dog on the air, like it seemed like you guys were on all the time, especially after a Yankee win or a Yankee loss in the playoffs. And it was so much fun. I mean, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, those days used to be great. Yeah, listen, we used to do a lot of post games in those days. Dog and I used to do sometimes shows after the game. I mean, think of how crazy we were in those days. We do a show all day, watch the game, and come back on in the post game and work after the game. I mean, think about that. We used to do that a lot. I mean, we did that for years. We did that. I mean, that's a lot of work. Mike in New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, Mike?
Good. What's happening?
Listen, been listening to you for a long time, 37 years old. You know, grew up with my father listening to you. So my son listens now.
Good.
It's just amazing how your show, you know, spans the generation. So we're going to miss you. You've been the best. And I just want to echo the sentiments of a lot of
thank
other people.
You.
Your interviews are the best. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And continued good luck. Kevin joins us from North Carolina. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I just want to say, you know, thanks, like everybody else, thanks for the last 30 years. I'm a displaced New Yorker, and thanks to you know, technology now, I get to follow along with you every day. And if I didn't have that, I don't know what I would do. But, you know, one thing that that I think gets a little, we haven't really talked about, and what I'm going to miss the most, that I know you're going to go somewhere else and I'm going to follow you, but what I'm going to miss the most about you and WFAN is how we can always talk about how we talk break down on-field stuff, but what I like the most is when there were big off-the-field things that went on that you and Dog or you yourself kind of, you know, really dove into, whether it was the Mitchell report or the Sandusky stuff, and how you were able to bring either legal people on or medical people on, and how you were really able to kind of, you know, really give such a different, unique perspective and up to the minute information on it. You know, we don't get that a lot anywhere else, and that's one thing that I think WFAN is going to miss, because I'm going to follow you wherever you go, but I don't know if they're going to get that same kind of quality back.
Well, thank
you. Really, it really means a lot, and you know, good luck and everything.
Thank you.
God bless. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Kevin, very much. Thank you. I mean, that's the fun part of that stuff, is digging in there. You know, when those stories break and stuff like that, I mean, I always loved that. I thought we did a unbelievable job on the Sandusky stuff. And the reason why is Kim was so close to the situation and had access that no one else did at Penn State. I mean, so I thought we did a great job on that thing. I was very proud of the work we did on that. And really, it was Kim. It was more than it was me, because she was there and she had great access that really no one else had. The holidays right around the corner. TallOrder.com has the perfect gift for men who find standard size socks to be too tight. Now, try TallOrder.com for your colorful, stylish socks in sizes 12 to 20. But the twin founders, Dan and Mike, are both 6'8". They lost their father, unfortunately, in the 9/11 attacks. Recently, they launched Tall Order to decide and decided to donate a portion of their profits to Tuesday's Children, an organization that helps communities face tragic losses. So the socks feature a BlueTallOrder.com logo on the ankle, symbolizing the sky on 9/11 and serving as a reminder to pay it forward. So try TallOrder.com socks today. That's TallOrder.com for your socks. Back after this.